Ilunga lebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Wisdom Mkhwanazi yena obotshwe ngeviki edluleyo esetheswa icala lokuthuka umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi ukuboshwa kwakhe lokutshaywa ngamapholisa akusoze kumenqabele ukuqhubeka ekhuluma ngokubulawa kwabazali bakhe ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe weGugurahundi. Umkhwanazi ubotshwe ngemva kokutshela ikhomishini ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Halima Motlante ukuthi uyintandane ngoba abazali bakhe babulawa ngumnangagwa. Umkhwanazi umiswe enkantolo izolo esetheswa amacala amathathu abalisa elokuthuka umongameli Mnangagwa, elokubangela udlakela emphakathini kanye lelokutshaya amapholisa. Walandule wonke lawa macala njalo ukhululwe ngemva kokuvunyelwa ngumantshi ukuhlawula imali yesibambiso i-bail. Sixhume uMkhwanazi wasichasisela okuningi ngokuboshwa kwakhe.
Ekumbopheni kwabo amapholisa, omunye wathi sengifakile ama-handcuffs wasenyathelela phansi isandla, wanyathela ngejambo. Lanxa sasesingenile emoteni bangigiciza phansi, imota indlukuza kabuhlungu, omunye enginyathele isandla sonalesi sasilama-handcuffs sasesitshonile. Kukanti sithe sisehla epholisi, umpholisa waqala ukwehla waselenga ama-handcuffs wandlukuza engiletha ngamandla phansi elenjongo yokubana angilimaze. Ngokunjalo bangihlukuluza kabuhlungu amapholisa la. Kukanti phezu kwalokho sisendleleni, omunye wangishaya nge-button stick emhlane lapha, behamba bengihlukuluza nje indlela yonke. Into eyangimangalisayo ukuthi sathi sifika ngale sokusekuseni kwasekuthiwa mina yimi engatshaya amapholisa, ngokunjalo ngangingafisi lokuthi ngibotshwe. So into yonke lezi kuyindlela zokubana bazivikele bona. Kukanti ngisho lasemthethweni, umthetho busukuthethwa kwaba liqiniso ubana mina yimi engahlukuluza amapholisa. Phakathi kwamacala wonke abaliswayo ngelinye lamacala, kukanti kuyiwo amacala amapholisa angishayayo, mina ngingazange ngababisela.
Usesitokisini wahlukuluzwa futhi yini, kumbe bakuhlukuluza kuphela ngesikhathi bekubopha?
Kwasokunzima ukuthi bangihlukuluze esitokisini ngoba into yonke yayiyenzakala ngesikhathi ngiboshwa. Engileqiniso lokuthi umhlaba wonke wawuyikhangele ngoba lama-commissioners konke abona ukuthi kwakusenzakalani. So kwabanzima ukuthi bangilandelele ngoba lento ngase ngiyikhulumile phambilini even la kuma-commissioners ukuthi uma ngiqeda kufakaza amapholisa angilindele ukubana angibophe, into ngiyazi ngizakuhlukuluzwa. So kwabanzima kibo ukuthi bezogcina sebengilandelele ebusuku. Eqinisweni hayi, abasangilandelanga ukubana bengihlukumeze ebusuku. Ngaphandle kwalowo mpholisa ongumkhulu wamapholisa akobulawayo, owathi yena kimi kube kuya ngaye kube nyalando ebusuku ebesiya ngitshaya each and every 2 hours. Ngaphandle kwalokho hayi, akulo okunye okwalandelayo.
Wama phambi kwekomishini kaMotlante wethesa uMnangagwa icala lokubulala abazali bakho ngesikhathi seGugurahundi. Ungathanda ukuzichazisela okuningi?
Into eyangenza yangifuqa futhi ukuthi ngikhulume ngalolu daba langendlela abazali bami ababulawa ngakhona ukuthi sibona ubana sathathelwa phansi kakhulu nguyena lo uhulumende kaMnangagwa. Ngemva kokuthi thina ngapha sabulawela abazali, kwafa abantu abadlula 20,000. Kakuzange kwaba le International Commission Committee eyaba khona eHarare. Sokufe kuphela abantu abayi-6. Sesibona uMnangagwa sesiyadinga oHalima Mkhlante labanye ngitsho labaseZambia ngitsho labavela eBritani ubana kuzokhulunywa ngalabo bantu. Into eyangizwisa ubuhlungu kubana thina kithi ngapha kakukazwe kube le commission enjengayena leyo, ongangothi thina sathathelwa phansi senziwa izibi. So into leyo yangizwisa ubuhlungu. Abona ukuthi kufanele kubana njona sebelethele i-commissioner engaqondananga lathi ngoba kwakumele beyenzele eHarare, njona sebeyilethela. Sokuyisikhathi sokubana labo sibatshele, lancade bengatshela sibatshele straight back ukubana lathi sinjenje sakhula siyizintandane sibulalele abazali nguyenalo upresident uMnangagwa. So lokhu kasikufihli njalo kasikunginjizi, siyahlala sikukhuluma, sibotshwa sikubotshelwa, singeza-ke siyekele ukubana sikhuluma iqiniso. Okwangenza ngakukhuluma futhi kabanzi ukubana semuMnangagwa ofana nayo ngo-1985 wazwakale eselu Mashopane ekhuluma ukuthi abantu bemathebhelele bafanana lamawo badinga iDDT kwavuka kufe abantu abadlula 55. Umnanga gofana naye ngo-1981 uyasayinela futhi amabutho ayezotraina i-50 brigade ayezotraina amabutho okubulala abantu ngesikhathi seGugu Rawundi. So konke lokho kumele amakhomishina kwakumele abe kwazi lokubana sinjenje singabantu bemathebhelele asilalutho kungenxa yokubana umnanga gwabachithiza inotho yabazali bethu ngesikhathi seGugu Rawundi. Kanti kunjani ukuthi ngoba sokufa abantu abayi-6 eHarare sokudingwa i-international committee kodwa okwakitho bafa abantu abadlula 20,000 abanye begqitshelwa bephila, omama bekinzwa, abantwana abaphakathi bekhitshwa besikelele benzi bengathi yimhwabha bewosiwe qede lapho abazali bedlise abantu ababo. So konke khona lokhu kuzwisa ubuhlungu bana kakuzange kwathatha serious kodwa into yabantu abafileyo abayi-6 eHarare bebulewa ngamasosha bese bezoyithatha serious idingela international committee, international commission committee. So konke lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi thina vele bayasidelele kabasenzi bantu. Yikho kwangenza ngasukuma ngathi mana ngikhulume ngakho yona kwi-international commission committee naleyo ebekade ikhona. Yikho njalo sizahlala sikhuluma ngakho, kasilandaba sizabotshwa sizesibotshwa kodwa sizesukekele ukukhuluma kubelokhu sithathelwa phansi ebantwini bemathebheleleni.
Ukubotshwa lokuhlukuluzwa kwakho kuzakwenqabela yini ukuqhubeka ukukhuluma ngalolu daba?
Vele kasisoze sibuyele emuva ukubana sizayethuka. Lokhu kakusethusi ngoba istrike esikuyo kumele sidlule kikho. Abanye vele sisazogwetshwa sike siyehlala emajele. So engutshoyo Nkomo ukubana lokhu sizatshona sikwenza, sizahlala sikwenza ngithe sizaphilela khona size sithole inkululeko yethu. As long bengakasizwa esikhuluma ngakho ngiyakwazi ukuthi bayasizwa kodwa bayaku-ignore bekutshaya indiva besithumela amapholisa bezama ukusethusela. Kasiyethuki either bayasithumela i-army, kasisoze sethuke. But okusalayo sesizagcina siphindisela ngoba into asebeyenzile ngathi sebedlulisile sebethabe baze bedluliswa. Sizagcina lathi sesiphindisela ngoba bona bazitshela ukuthi lokhu abakwenza ngama-1983 seku-87 bazahlala beku-aplayela ngamapholisa besitshaya besibopha. Kasisoze sikwekele. Okusalayo ukuthi lathi sizabuya siphindisele futhi. Lokhu akusoze kusinikeze imiqondo emibili yokubana siyekele kumbe senzeni. Sizaqhubekela phambili nge-strike sethu, kasisoze sibuyele emuva. And futhi kasisoze sayethuselwa ngokuthi kumbe kubotshwa kumbe yini. Konke lokhu sizimisele ukubana kwenzakale.
Umnumzana Wisdom Mkhwananzi, lilunga lebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party elikhululwe izolo ngemva kokubotshelwa icala lokuhlambaza uMongameli Mnangagwa lokutshaya amapolisa.
Malakwe, my son, bathi kukula uthi it's a sensitive issue. We must not talk about it or raise it in public. I encourage you don't be afraid. Open to ground dialogue. They are licensed to kill. We can't stop raising it until they put it to rest. In Matabeleland and Midlands, we have no identity, no ID, no ego, and no drive to belong to this little agenda. Our homesteads were burned down. Our parents, families, and friends were buried like a pile of leaves on a cement property. Our public colleagues for chickens were chopped and choked. Our cattle were being erupted and masked up in the Our dogs were directed to the hotel sink. This is a program that is a killer to work for Calvin. Palakwe, this thing is to handle our hotel alone. My son, let me address this issue. DAPT and the Mukiata Commission. What is this thing again? Is it Jacob? This is taking harassment of wisdom and finance. After this innocent testimony, what is this all about? Dear ex-president Mokhlanje and the commission, wisdom and finance has said, after my testimony, Father Nitzam Zamula, and what did you do? Why harass the secretary the truth? Why confront and arrest the truth? Why incarcerate wisdom of finance? It's not about wisdom of finance. It's not about the joy of the Republican Party. It's about us, the people of Matabeleland, whose narrative is soaked in blood from the Kukulawundi genocide. It's about our names, man. Osa Dempi, Osa Nzendi, Osa Pegide, Osa Nene. All of the torture and incarceration wisdom of finance for testifying against the regime is synonymous to the hell of the state of emergency to eliminate the truth to kill Jesus. It's a license to kill. GAP. Kukulawood is the truest result of a president. You can't run and hide away from it. You see, from Roberta, you did not only inherit the Chiazo Jamwe spirit, Victoria Falls, or the glory and wealth of our late man, but you also inherited the Church Christ's catastrophism. And you call it a bomb pain, you must stomach it. As bitter as it is, follow me. Just like we inherited the ruins and the mass graves in Palakwe, now in my president, kindly inherit what the robot left behind. Mokriante commission of inquiry, toothless bulldog, or a castrated bullfrog. But why then do you allow this barbarism against the citizens, unarmed citizens, or the armed with good tears and innocence during the October 26th hearing for Bulawayo? If you can't put any goals to testify, why then commit us to the trauma for you from Harare? Hi, man. Matota. Don't want to get the people who are not going to be able to get the people who are not going to be able to get the people who are not going to be able to get the people who are not going to be able to get the people who are not going to be able to get the people who are not going to be able to get the people who are not going to be able to get the people who are not going to be able. Let me after listening to this call for peace and respect for people's rights and freedom. Lalu, Father, I shall come over. But nevertheless, we shall not find out the court hearing and brother to true love standards. We shall all go to this thing, my listening friends.
Leyo bekuyinkondlo yembongi uDesire Moyoxide ayilovele umnumzana Wisdom Mkhwanazi owebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party.